friends, we are back this week with another edition of Core Foundation. This time we are talking about one of my favorite topics, which is energy. So what we want to kind of understand here is it's not so much about time management, but about energy management. We all have the same 24 hours in a day. It's probably the only thing in life that we have a fair and level playing field. We all have the same 24 hours in a day. We all have the same midnight, the same, you know, whatever. Of course, around the world, it's different times, but you understand what I'm saying. The difference is how we all manage our energy across that time. So yes, of course, there is an element of managing your time, which is a completely different topic. But what we want to understand here is what is giving us and what is taking away from our energy. All right. So you may find, and this is going to be one of your tasks, is to figure out what times of day you have more and have less energy and what's kind of correlating to why you have that energy or why you don't. So some of the science behind or some of the things that are said about science behind this is that there are two times of day that we naturally, our bodies naturally feel tired. And that's 2 a.m. and 2 p.m. So oftentimes you may feel that you have this afternoon slump, right? And it's at 2 o'clock. Was it because of whatever I ate at lunch, or is it because I'm tired of the day? What is it? And that's a natural thing with our body. So it's a matter of trying to manage that and manage how and when we're using the energy that we have. So we're going to kind of look at a few different things, and that's going to be the different times of day for us, our food consumption, as well as our purpose, passion, and what we're doing with that time. All about the intake, the give and the take of this. Okay. So if we first start talking about food, which we can probably do more than many episodes on food alone, here what we want to talk about is what a calorie actually is, right? So a calorie is the amount of energy that is in a food item. So a calorie is made up of, calories are made up of three different macronutrients, and those are your carbohydrates, your fats, and your proteins. 1 gram of carbohydrates is 4 calories or 4 equivalents of energy. 1 gram of fat is 9 calories. And 1 gram of protein is also 4 calories. So what can we understand from that, and why is that important? Well, if we also need to understand how our body breaks those down. So first, when we consume those three macronutrients, our main macronutrients, our body first is able to process, it first absorbs and processes the carbohydrate. So that's why let's look at a few different things of the good and the bad of that. So for a workout, if you're about to work out and you need that extra boost, that extra energy, what do? You grab carbohydrates. Why? Because your body is able to process that. It's able to give you the energy right away for you to go and maximize and optimize the workout that you're on. So what are some different examples of that? Well, if you have a cookie, think about if you have ice cream, if you have a cookie or something with a lot of sugar that has a majority of carbs, you're going to get that big energy boost, right? That's where you're going to get that, for better or worse. It may not be before your workout. It may just be before, you know, after dinner, maybe not after dinner, any time of day, you get that sugar rush. And that's that energy rush that you're getting from those carbohydrates and those sugars that you're intaking. So those can be used to your advantage when you're working out. So if you want a little bit of a pre-workout, you don't have any sorts of supplements or things like that, you may just want to grab a teaspoon of honey or a teaspoon of agave packed with sugar, not so terrible for you like cakes and cookies and all of those different complex sorts of carbs, but simple carbs, sorry. And what you're doing with that is giving your body the boost to go and maximize and optimize that time with the energy that you have. On the opposite side of the spectrum, we have fats. So as I said before, fats have 9 calories per gram. Well, what does that mean? Well, so first our body is going to process those carbs. Then if there are no carbs left in what was consumed, our body is going to go ahead and process that fat. So that is when you want to think about if you're not working out, if you want to have that energy last for a longer period of time, because again, it's 9 amounts of energy, you're going to go ahead and grab those fats. So those days where you're not working out or you're taking a rest day, or maybe you're going to be doing, something that's not as strenuous, that's not going to burn as many calories, those are the days that you want to be consuming those fats. Or if you're going to have a period of time where you're not going to eat, a fat will keep you, it'll keep you satiated and full and give you that energy for a longer period of time. It takes a longer time for your body to break it down, to digest and to absorb those elements of the fats. So those, that does not mean go eat a cheeseburger. That means, you know, between avocados and nuts and all of those good sorts of oils and good fats that can go ahead and give you that energy. And then last but not least, we have those proteins. So those proteins are going to be the last thing that your body processes. And that is not a good, or, you know, that's not saying that that's a bad thing. That's saying that's kind of, and it, you may have the question of, well, then why do I always need protein if my body isn't processing it? It's more about understanding that first your body is going to grab those carbs and those fats. If it, then at the last point, it's going to take that protein. So it's the most sustainable. It's going to keep you full for the longest because it takes so long before your body even goes to pick it up. So that's where we're going to go ahead and restore our muscles, all of the muscle, the torn muscle fibers with our, the protein and everything like that. Okay. So that's just the basic understanding of that. So the, and that calories, you know, it's the amount of energy released when the body is breaking down, digesting and absorbing that food. Alrighty. So with that said, you may think about what I want you to do as part of that task is, that you're going to get the information on, I'll give it to you right now, is thinking about when you're eating and what you're eating. How do you feel after it? So you're either going to be feel like you have more energy or that you don't. So anything that your body does not need. So you're going to have that metabolic rate that your body has a metabolic rate that it processes food. And that even if you do nothing, if you were to be on bed rest, there's a certain amount of calories that your body needs in a day to go ahead and have energy and provide your body with all of the nutrients and all of the energy that it needs to continue to maintain itself, sustain and maintain how it currently is. So that's going to be different depending on all your age, your actual metabolism, your height, your weight, many different things go into that. But there is a bare minimum of those things. But then we have to understand how we're getting and giving more based on the other activities that we're doing in our day. Okay. So that's kind of like just the food portion, if we were going to talk about that. The next thing we're talking about now is the time of the day. So think about for this task across those 24 hours. And, you know, if on the piece of paper that you're going through, obviously, if you're sleeping, we don't need to go ahead and say how much energy you have from there. But what I want you to do is on a scale of 1 to 10 for those waking hours, for a couple days. I want you to do a couple days during the week, a couple days during the week from working and a day or two on a weekend. What hours of the day do you have? How much energy do you have on a scale of 1 to 10 for each of those waking hours? When you wake up, do you feel super energized or are you exhausted? After you have breakfast, how do you feel? Middle of the morning, how do you feel? After lunch, do you have a crash? Before dinner, how do you feel? All of these different things. Do you wake up at the end of the night? And this is nothing to say that something is right or wrong. We are all different and we all have different amounts of energy at different times of day, depending on a lot of different things. Some of it's just how we're made up. Some of it is the work that we're doing or how we're spending that time. And some of it's consuming what we're putting into our bodies. Okay. But this is so critical in optimizing your productivity, in optimizing your happiness, in optimizing mostly your energy. Because what you'll be able to see here is, you know what? Okay, after doing this a few days, I realize that I have the most energy in the morning. So what needs the most amount of my energy? And thinking about your work and thinking about your play, what's giving you energy and what's taking away energy. So maybe the things that are taking away energy are certain people. Maybe the things that are taking away energy are certain tasks that you have to perform, but you can't get away from them because it's your work, right? But understanding if it's taking a lot of your energy, what am I going to give myself back as energy right after that? Is it food? Is it making sure that I'm going to go and get a workout in? So one of the things that doesn't make sense, but it's true, is how being sedentary and not moving, not expending any energy can make us so exhausted. you know, those days where you say, okay, you know what? I'm going to take a day and just do nothing. And those days that you just do nothing and you sit on the couch, all of a sudden it's the evening and you are exhausted from doing nothing. You're so busy doing nothing, you're tired, whatever this, that's not even the right saying for this, but you are tired from doing nothing. And ironically, you need to expend energy to get energy. So it's a give and take thing here. All right. So one of the first things to do to gain energy means just move. And I know it sounds like it's contradictory, but just start moving. Get yourself up, walk back and forth in your house, march, shake your hands out, whatever it might be, just start moving. And that's going to give you energy. Okay. So thinking other things about when is most productive. Some people don't understand that working out at night, how do people work out at night? Well, maybe that's when they have the most energy. Maybe when that energy matches most for their workouts. So some people have this thing where they wake up in the morning, they have their workout, then they have their time, then they have their most, think about the tasks that you have at work. If you, of course, taking meetings aside, if you have a job where you take a lot of meetings, but think about when are you most focused? Not even just the energy that you have. When do you have focused energy? Is that from a 10 to 2 slot? Is it from an 8 to 10? Is it at nighttime? Whatever it is, bringing that awareness back. I think I've said this in a few different episodes, but I think that awareness is the greatest superpower that we can all have, both awareness of how we're working, our inner workings are, as well as our interactions with others and the world around us, have such a huge impact. So bringing awareness to when and how and what is giving and taking away this energy from us is so critical. So some of that too, if we go back to that sedentary piece, it's the importance of understanding the amount of time that is going to give you energy if you're going to go ahead and take a nap. So we're going to have a whole nother session on sleep cycles and the importance of sleep and understanding all of that of sleep, but understanding just that there is the part of sleep that you're just in a light rest phase versus you're in a deep sleep and you're in that REM cycle. So all of those different pieces, if you wake up, if you have an alarm and you're waking yourself up in the middle of that deep sleep, you're going to be exhausted versus if you were in the right timing of within that first 20 minutes of falling asleep, you're still in that light rest phase. You're going to wake up feeling refreshed. So that's why those 20 minute cat naps are really, really actually a powerful thing. But then again, if you get into that deep sleep, not going to feel the same. You're going to want to go through that whole cycle, which is going to be a 90 minute cycle. Then you wake up, you're going to feel rested. So again, it's going to vary a little bit by person, but that is a critical thing to understand as well. So this is around the timing of the day. So think about your lunch. Think about when, right after lunch, how do you feel? Do you feel all groggy and you need to go and lay down? Are you all bloated and not having any energy? Is it hard to focus? Well, what did you eat? Did you eat a ton of different carbs that are just kind of sitting there now? Your body's trying to process all of them, but there's just so many of them. Or did you have those carbs and now you're having that crash from carbs? Which is why we want to have that more sustainable calorie consumption across the other macronutrients as well. So just kind of think about that too. And that means having a lighter lunch. You're not going to go and have a whole big pasta meatball lunch and then expect to be really productive and energetic at work. No, that's a recipe for a nap. So just understanding that is going to be critical. So things that can help you. Now let's just talk about things that can help you with gaining energy throughout the day. Number one, I'm going to go ahead and let you guess. Oh, the word coffee. Coffee, yes. It is a blessing and a curse. Coffee is a wonderful thing to help bring alertness, to bring you quick. It actually takes about 20 minutes for that coffee to go ahead and set in. So I've done this and I've read this and it works. If you do have that 20 minutes, I recommend going ahead to try and have a cup of coffee, go and take that 20 minute cat nap, and you will wake up as that coffee kicks in. Woo! Ready to go. Okay, so but be careful, because one of the first signs of losing energy and being tired is when your body becomes a little bit dehydrated. All right, so if you're dehydrated, you become tired. If you are tired, I recommend that one of the first things you do is have a glass of water. If you have a glass of water and you're still tired, it can actually be from other elements, other things that are going on. However, have that glass of water first. It's one of the first signs of fatigue that our body has. Now, I want you to take a look also around how your energy feels around alcohol consumption. So alcohol consumption, you may feel fine, you feel great, you know, whatever during that current consumption, but then in a little while, it starts to really hit you and you become really, very tired again. But more so, that may drain your energy the next day. You may feel a little bit, you know, cloudy minded. You may be a little hungover, whatever it might be, and your energy will also be down then. All right. And then the last thing, as I mentioned just before, is about sleep. So we have coffee, alcohol, water, and sleep are key things of ways of managing your energy. The thing that I want to mention about sleep, aside from understanding your cycles of the 20 minutes, 90 minutes, and all of that, is to create this rhythm. You want to create a consistent routine. Your body does start to pick this up. So even on the weekends, this means having the same sleep schedule on a weeknight and a weekend. You will have an internal clock if you start to set an alarm, that not just an alarm for the morning, but an alarm for the night when you're going to bed, that if you set that same rhythm night after night after night, whether that's 10 to 6, 11 to 6, whatever your time is, that part is actually more important and more impactful to your morning energy than the amount of time that you're having. So yes, the sleep cycles and being part of a 90-minute cycle is going to be key. However, if you continue to have that same evening to morning routine and schedule, your body will start to wake up at that same time. It actually improves your resting heart rate while you are sleeping. You'll see that your resting heart rate declines over time by having that same time period that you're sleeping every night. And you will be able to more automatically, or if not automatically during the next morning, but from your alarm, wake up. And when I say wake up, I don't just mean like, oh, but you're awake, like you're ready to go. And that happens over a period of time of creating that rhythm. And think about little babies. Think, you know, like they, not little babies, but babies who have their routine, their sleep routine. It is so critical for them to have a good night's sleep, to have that same rhythm over and over and over again. We're still the same beings this many years later, but we just don't have someone managing our life the same way as we did when we were a baby. So just something to think about there as well. And then the other thing I want you to think about lastly is just around the purpose and passion that you have. So think about when you do have the most energy. What were you doing? What activity was it taking part of? You know how there's certain people who you're with that just all of a sudden you leave and you're like, God, I've talked about this before in the other episode about people, but God, I want to go like do so many things because that person gave me so much energy. And then there's those people who drain so much energy from you. Think about those things. How can you optimize those people to help you and you to help them as well? But just, you know, for a second, being a little bit selfish and understanding that. And then also, what are the things that you're doing? So do sorts of things like the physical fitness, of course, whether it's working out, of course, is going to give you energy. It's meant to do that. It's raising your heart rate. It's making everything in your body move. It's creating range of motion. It's making your metabolic rate better. It's doing so many different things for your body that, yes, it's going to give you those endorphins. It's going to move your body, continue to give you that energy. But then what other activities that are not related to fitness are giving you energy? Maybe it's whatever your hobby is. Maybe it's your skill set, your talent. It's drawing, it's painting, it's, you know, playing an instrument. It's maybe even be reading. Some people that reading may take away energy. You may want to take a nap after that. Some other people may want to go, you know, whatever that is. Think about that. And when those things happen, so you're going to go ahead and take that task list, or your task here is going to be going through your day of hour by hour by hour, on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being I could fall asleep at the drop of a hat, 2, number 10, I'm ready to go and take on the world. What is your energy level at each of those hours of the day? Again, I want you to do this a couple of days a week just to understand what it is, you know, what it is that you did. So that's part of this too, is what did you do during that hour? And then how does that correlate to the amount of energy that you had? So that's number 1, is understanding the timing. Number two is understanding the calories, the energy that you're putting into your body. So taking a track record of all of those things that you're eating, looking at that, thinking about how did those things give me energy and how did I crash or not crash from that. So maybe that means I'm going to have a bigger breakfast and a lighter lunch, or maybe it means I'm going to have a lighter breakfast and a bigger lunch, depending on how your body processes that, how you have that source of energy. And then the third thing, of course, is thinking about what are those things that you are doing that is giving you energy and taking away energy. So if I'm going to give you some other tips aside from those thinking elements, it's going to be move your body. Of course, it's going to be me saying move your body. It's going to give you energy. Other ways to give you energy: take a glass of water, drink a glass of water. And it is, as I said before, fatigue is one of the first signs of being dehydrated. So go ahead and drink a glass of water is number two. Number one, move your body. Number two, drink water. Number three, the thing that I mentioned, of course, about caffeine and coffee, and that 20-minute release cycle for that. And then what else did we want to say about that? Of course, that's probably the three main things. And then managing your sleep. So I want you to go ahead and think about your sleep rhythm, your sleep cycle, and how you can manage that to optimize your energy. All right. So go ahead and reach out to me with any questions. Enjoy this energy optimization exercises. It is so impactful because, again, starting from the beginning of what we said here, it's not about time management. It's about energy management and how you are managing that energy throughout your day and throughout your week to be more productive and more successful, more happy in all elements of your life. Alrighty, that's all I have for you today. I hope to talk to you all soon. Go set the world aflame with that energy you have. I'll talk to you soon.